hold on.
Oh my gosh, there might be a save in the future.
Uh-oh.
Look out.
Joining us.
Hopefully.
Here we go.
Don't say it before. Don't do it, Corey.
Good evening.
Anchor.
Yes.
Yes! Anchor on the phone! Woo! Woo! I think you were on the phone, Anchor. What was going on? You were on the phone earlier.
Anchor?
Anchor, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh. I can hear you sometimes, but you faded out before. What happened?
I don't know. Joining us on the phone is one of the reasons I ever became a Packer fan. She has been attending games since 1948 after marrying a former Green Bay Press Gazette paperboy. She taught business education at Brilliant High School for over 42 years. One of the most diehard Packer fans I have ever had the pleasure meeting. The one, the only, Aunt Gert.
How are you tonight, Aunt Gert?
Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
So, Anchor, tell us about the first Packer game you ever attended and what you remember about it.
The first Packer games I ever attended were way over at Green Bay East, the high school field, just an old stadium with bleacher seats that were just boards, you know, with the metal things, you know, with the wind blowing up underneath. And would you believe, when we went to those games, everybody had to wear your heels and your Sunday best. The men wore suits. There was no green and gold. I mean, I think we got it made now. We're really living now when we dress more casual, really. Okay?
So what do you remember about the game?
What do I remember about the game? Not very much, because I wouldn't dare talk to my husband because he was watching the game, and it was just like going to church. You sit next to him, but you don't talk or say anything. and you have to figure out the game all for yourself. And, of course, not having had a football team in our little high school, it was kind of foreign to me, but I learned in a hurry. I tell you, I was a quick learner.
So tell us about, I know the answer to this question, but tell us about your favorite Packer all time.
My all-time favorite Packer? Oh, I'm going to say Paul Hornung, I suppose.
Yeah, nice. I knew that. And wait, tell us why, though. Tell us why?
Oh, the golden boy was very good to look at. It wasn't hard on the eyes at all.
There you go.
There were a lot of others, though, that were very good, too. I mean, good old Ray Nitschke, he and his wife were just, they were very much favorites of mine, too. They were a good team, very good.
So what was the most memorable game that you went with my Uncle Kenny to?
The Snow Bowl. The Snow Bowl. Ice Bowl, rather. Ice Bowl. I better not say Snow Bowl. The Ice Bowl. The New Year's Eve one where we won, where Paul Hornung made the winning touchdown. Was it Paul Hornung or Bart Starr? Now I don't know. Uh-oh. Oh, we were dressed. We didn't have all of this. We didn't have any hand warmers or foot warmers or anything like that. We just had the old snow suits to wear and the old winter coats, you know, and we were bundled up. But we stayed warm. We saw to it that we put a little liquid in, you know, in our system, a little alcohol always helps, you know, in a car.
There you go. Yep.
Oh, that's great.
So anyway, we had a good time. We had a very, very good time that night, especially after the Packers won. It was great. It was just great. So
that's awesome. So, Anchor, we're looking to you for the prediction for Saturday and the Packers in the playoffs. What do you think?
Well, I will say if they can contain Michael Turner from the Falcons, if they can contain him, and if Jones doesn't fumble, we got to get to Jones and tell him not to fumble. We could be on the winning side, either 17-14, I'll say, or I'll go 24-20. But that's a pretty. I don't think we're going to make that much of a score. I really, really don't. course, we got Coon. Remember, number 30, I have to get a Coon sweatshirt or a T-shirt. Oh, absolutely.
There you
He's my boy this year.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely has the feisty Aunt Gert. So Aunt Gert, I'm so happy to finally have you on the show. I love you so much. You are amazing, and happy birthday. It was your 86th birthday yesterday, and all Packer fans are saying happy birthday
to you.
Happy
birthday, Aunt Gert.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Yes, I had a good day, and my son and his family are coming this weekend, so we're going to celebrate again. You know, when you get to be 86, you have to celebrate a little bit one day and then a little more the next weekend, you know.
Yeah.
You have two birthdays. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling us from Brilliant, Wisconsin. Aunt Gert, hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you for having me on. I enjoyed it. I watched the whole thing tonight. I'm reading all the comments here. It's very interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
Love you,
Aunt
Gert.
And hello to your friend, too. Hello to your friend over there, too.
I'll tell him hi.
Thanks, Aunt Gert.
Bye, Aunt Gert.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my. That was the greatest 5 minutes of
Aunt
Packer
Gert,
transplants.
I'm telling you.
Ever.
She is.
Ever.
This is why she
ever.
Is the mystery guest.
Okay, so we need to put that. Just that, just her, ever since she's been on the phone till right now when she just hung up. And we need to put that as an MP3, and we have to make it available for download on the iTunes feed. Just that bit. We'll have the regular show, but just
she's
the
awesome.
Gert bit.
She's amazing.
That was awesome.
And the thing is, like, at 86, she still has everything. Like
86, she's talking about James Jones dropping the ball. She's talking about John Coon. Come on. She's talking about having to contain Michael Turner. Are you kidding me? Love Anchor. And Anchor, I'm sorry for every time I've ever swore on this program.
I told her, I said we always say her name when anytime you and I cuss or even get close to cussing. She's the matriarch of Cheesehead TV. I didn't want to say that on, you know,
because
I don't want her to take offense to that, but definitely is the matriarch in my world of Cheesehead TV.
Oh, that was epic. That was epic. That was awesome. Corey, Banky, you were correct. Best guest ever. Oh, she reminded me so much of my grandma.
That's why.
And like the whole thing about watching it at the high school.
I'm telling you, she taught at the same high school for 42 years. Brilliant High School. It's crazy.
Dude, I'm about to tear up over here.
It's amazing. Like, she's an amazing woman.
Awesome.
She's sitting in Brilliant, Wisconsin right now. And you know
middle
what?
Of winter.
Yep.
Talking about the Packers.
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
What else is there?
I love it. All right. I got to pull myself together.